You're listening to the audio production of We Should All Be Millionaires, A Woman's Guide to Earning More, Building Wealth, and Gaining Economic Power by Rachel Rogers, published by HarperCollins Leadership and read by the author. Keep listening at the end of the audiobook for a special bonus chapter. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperfocusaudio.com.
This book is dedicated to my beloved sister, Angela, whose consistent cheerleading, reminders that I am smart and can figure it out, and occasional loans when I couldn't make payroll have gotten me to where I am today. Angela, I couldn't have become a millionaire or gained the knowledge to write this book without you. Thank you for being the best big sister in the world. I love you. We must overcome the notion that we must be regular. It robs you of the chance to be extraordinary and leads you to the mediocre. Uta Hagen. Introduction. America doesn't respect anything but money. What our people need is a few millionaires. Madam C.J. Walker. I believe every woman should want to be a millionaire. If you agree with me, this book is for you. If you strongly disagree with me, this book is definitely for you. Every woman needs to see at least 7 zeros in her bank account, at the bottom of her own balance sheet, and in her cumulative net worth. Every woman needs to know what it feels like to wield economic power. That's how we make change. That's how we serve our children. That's how we serve the world. I want you to know what it feels like to be a millionaire, to own a home with no mortgage, to have the freedom to leave a job you don't love, to have more time to spend with your favorite people doing things you enjoy, to have more time to rest. I want you to know what it feels like to be a millionaire, to have more than you need and be able to put that surplus money to work for your children, my children, and our children's children. I want you to know what it feels like to solve community problems like providing for kids who can't afford school lunch or creating a community garden by simply writing a check. I wrote this book because that's not the world we're living in right now. The data is daunting. Women are afraid to ask for the money they deserve and need and are less likely to get. Afraid to make more than their partners, and afraid that having a career means not meeting their family's needs. Screw the thigh gap, let's talk about some other gaps. White women make 79 cents compared to a dollar made by a white man, and Black women make 62 cents. 62 cents, y'all. Women also pay more for their debt than men, are less likely to invest than men, and are therefore 80% more likely to be impoverished in retirement. When it comes
sample complete. Ready to continue?